side. Maybe you should come take a trip sometime. Oh, you seem keen.
Some viewers may find the following video disturbing. Viewer discretion is advised.
Before we get into this video, everything I say is not motherfucking fact in this bitch, so don't take it as such.
Girls can't take my motherfucking mouth, bitch. My mouth is real, it is raw, it is watchy, bitch. I'm gonna give the girls exactly what the fuck they asked for. The girls is going to know my wrath. Trust me.
Hello and welcome to another Real Housewives recap in this bitch. Yes, I'm already cussing. Get over the sour mouth. You're just gonna have to live with it. And if you're at work, you're gonna have to put some headphones on because, look, I'm gonna try to control my mouth, but it should be a copacetic episode this week due to I'm not talking about deviled egg lady Charisse. We're not recapping the Real Housewives of Potomac this week, as I'll just, you know, I said I wasn't going to recap these bitches and I said I wasn't going to try to cuss, but here I am, and I'll give a short little recap of the Potomac girls. Basically, they had little Robiana, Strapianas, what do you want to call it? Like a bachelor, I can't even talk, what the fuck? Charisse has been doing some voodoo on me all week. My stomach has been turned sour. I have been nauseous and so on. I think Charisse has gotten a hold of my videos and she has been doing the hickey hickey boom 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 voodoo on me. I'm sorry, Charisse. I'm gonna lay off of you so you can lay off of me. My stomach would like you to do so. I'm playing. I know she ain't doing no voodoo on me, allegedly. Anyways, shout out to you, Charisse. I hope you're doing well. You kind of looked good at the... You know what? Let's go over some of these reunion looks just for a sec. Now, we're going to give a little bit of a rapid fire of how I feel about the looks. Okay, Candace's looks. I know you can't see it on the screen right now, but just envision it in your head or just go look at the picture and then come back to what I'm saying. So, yeah. Okay, Candace, I feel like she ate the most Hold on. I feel like Ashley ate, and don't do me because I know y'all were snatching her up for that stiff-ass bob, but y'all have to realize, I feel like it was giving. I feel like the outfit was simple, the hair was simple, it wasn't too much. This is the first time where the budget kind of matched the aesthetic. Like, I didn't get cheap-ass ho from her, okay? That's what I mean. Now, back to Candace. I feel like she ate, but I feel like some feathers could have been, like... I feel like the feathers needed to be filled in more. I feel like, yeah, some feathers were missing. But if there were more feathers added, she would have ate the most. I just didn't want to see that nude illusion body mesh underneath. I don't know. It just looked a little bit unfinished, almost like Giselle's dress. Okay, not completely unfinished like Giselle's dress because, like I said, Giselle was one. Oh, hold on. Bitch, you tried to slip right up in there into the best dress. No, Giselle, worst dress. I meant to say Candace had one of the best dresses, I said, but like I said again, it looked unfinished. In my opinion, now, Candace fans, don't come eating me down. I didn't say I didn't like it. I just said it looked unfinished. Okay, now let's move on to Robiana, Miss Top. I feel like she gave a nice little look. It was cute. The hair was dull like her. Who else am I missing? Who am I missing? Who am I missing? Oh, Miss Wendy. Okay, yes. Her look was cute. It very much gave me like Real Housewives of Dubai, like real glitz and glam, real bedazzled, real too much. Okay, let me not do too much because Wendy ate per usual. She served body, skin, face, legs, everything in this bitch. But you know, for my taste, it was a little too... I didn't dislike it, but I didn't really like it that much. Like I said, it gave me very much Dubai. You know they like that tack ass sparkle. Let me not do too much on them. Okay, you know they like that sparkly shit. How about that? Okay, yeah. So let's get into this Real Housewives of Miami recap in this bitch now. So where we're starting off is the girls are having some type of dinner party. Not some type of. I'm telling you what's happening. What the fuck's going on with me today? Okay, so Alexia is having some type or having a dinner party. Kind of to help Lisa with her divorce and get advice from lawyers and so on, which they will be invited later into this recap. You'll see them, not into this recap, but you'll see them in the edit. Anyways, Lord have mercy. We see Alexia and Adriana get into it because Alexia tried to say that Adriana's man was married, but I feel like, well, not I feel like, this bitch didn't read. this lady didn't read all the way. So yes, get into the clip. Before you get into the clips I just described, you're about to get into Dr. Nicole. Yes, Dr. Nicole and Larsa getting into it again. Over, I don't know what, but yes, because Dr. Nicole, I almost called her Dr. Miami, not that botching body ass bitch. Dr. Nicole is eating the girls, and rightfully motherfucking so. Now get into the clips.
You make a statement in a public setting with people that we don't know, that you have zero evidence to support. Okay. It's salacious, it's slanderous. Your intent by that comment is to embarrass me.
So let me break it down for you. We could break it down, we could, yeah. Okay, so basically Nicole is mad at Miss Larsa, because Larsa is going around telling people that Dr. Nicole has slept with every doctor at her hospital. Now, Larsa, how do you know where Dr. Nicole's nanny has been and what doctors have been upon her nanny? I don't think that's really right. And why Dr. Nicole is so upset is because, you know, people of color have such a hard time in the industry and get a bad rep for, well, what she's trying to say is like sleeping around to get to the top and whatnot, and she doesn't want to have that stereotype put upon her, Miss Larsa. Okay, she don't like that. Now, I'm not body shaming upon who people sleep with or how they make money using their body and so on. I'm just saying, like, let's not throw stones, Larsa. Now, if she did want to hippity hoppy on a doctor, then that's her prerogative. Mind your business. You've been hippity hopping on Mary Men. How about that, Larsa? You know I love you down, Larsa, but you out of order. Okay, let's get back into these clips.
No. What is your intent? What are you trying to accomplish?
I didn't judge you.
What are you trying to accomplish by your comments?
Tell me. Let me tell you, because I get loud too.
I never personally attacked Larsa.
I still can't get over what Larsa said the other night at Alexia's event.
I didn't judge you.
I never judge you, but you know what you said to me? Into my face. And you said, I had to know who you were before I invited you to my house.
I couldn't even really react in the moment because I was just so caught off guard by how ridiculous and outlandish her comment was. I was just trying to get to know you. It wasn't about passing judgment at all.
I get it, but I heard crazy things about you.
But then the more I thought about it, I was just like, she's so ridiculous. Like, what she said was hurtful. I've worked so hard, and for her to just be so cavalier and reckless with her
lies.
Before I met you, I have a lot of friends from Miami that know you, and literally they told me you were married to a guy that was literally a school teacher, I think, right?
Yeah, back in the day. Yeah,
and he was broke, and as soon as you met this guy that you're with now, Anthony, you were gone for the win just because he was successful and he was rich.
Honestly, she has zero respect for what I've accomplished because she has no idea what it is to work for something, because everything that she's done in her life has been on the backs of somebody else.
Yeah, literally. You know? I don't want her wrecking anyone else's home, all right? I'm not saying she's a home wrecker, but you know.
You can't do that and kind of sell pictures of your body. You don't bring up, oh, you had a child out of the wedlock, because I think it's just so hypocritical, especially in your case, Larsa, you know, with all my respect. Why? You judging her.
I didn't judge her.
Nobody judges you.
I didn't judge her.
And it says a woman who sells her half-naked picture of her butt for $5 a pop.
Well, that's my whole point, right? Like, she has no boundaries. There's no moral compass guiding this person. Mm-hmm. Like, she will say and do whatever to deflect off of her own insecurities.
Hi. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks. Nicole sent me something.
Nicole?
Yeah.
The only feasible way to react to something so ridiculous is to just reflect it right back on them. I literally chose to reflect it right back at her.
Ooh, invitation. To where? I hope I get one.
Mirror on the wall. Who's the fake one of all?
What's your fake?
Take a good look.
What?
With you, but just
no, but there's nothing forward when you're like, oh, by the way, you're fake.
I just
like,
see how you are sometimes. I'm so confused. What is
fake?
Even...
The fakest one of all. Take a good look. I see who you are. Do you?
Get it? See yourself?
I get it.
I think Larsa, maybe because of her life and being in the spotlight and whatnot, she's a little jaded. And she takes things very personal, you know, like almost too personal, like normal things that one should probably just let slide off. It's like a dagger to her. And she takes that and then just like comes at you with like a machete. You know, like it could be something really silly, like, oh, Larsa, that shirt's not that cute. Or like, you know, like, I don't like the way that shirt looks. And then it's like something like crazy personal, like your husband and like, oh, what? I just said I don't like your shirt. Like, why are we talking about my husband? You know, like, so it's like, I think Gertie says it fine. Like you come with a pencil and she comes with like a shotgun, you know? And so I just feel like she's very reactive. And that makes a small argument escalate exponentially.
You know what? I feel like this season for me was really about bonding with the women and just basically being open to new relationships.
I didn't get that memo.
Mm-hmm. Oh! By the way, you didn't reciprocate that to me. But I feel like in general, I love you. But you know me, I love you.
Her, but
I feel like in life, like relationships and bonding and growing every day for me was like really important. And this season for me, you know, is based on like learning who my real friends are.
How can you welcome her like that with this thing?
No,
that's
I feel like she's never invited me to one thing. She has she invited everyone here on her
Larsa
private
asked me either.
I had
me
to either.
One at a time. One at a time.
She literally invited everyone here, you guys, on her private plane except me. I was the only one left off the text
and
message.
And she disinvited you somewhere
and
else as well.
And she disinvited me. So it's like, how can we be friends when you
screwed
me?
You said my plane was too small.
Oh, well, when it I is. Wasn't invited, it when is. I wasn't invited, what else I was
can't.
I going to say? Like,
I
she
can't.
Uninvited me to her engagement party. She didn't invite me here, you guys, to New York, knowing she kind of needed me to be here. So it's like,
I know that's right, Larsa. You need me. Yes. Come on, Rihanna. Sorry if you just cringed a bit, but Rihanna is that girl. Shout out to her performing at the Super Bowl. I'm getting tired of you bitches comparing her to Beyonce. Yes, we know there will never be another Beyonce, but let's not do Miss Pondery play up in this bitch, okay? Y'all not gonna do my back gallery, but back to the subject at hand, which was, let me figure that out because my ADHD. Alexia and Adriana. Now let's get into them. So like I described earlier, I don't know what's going on. Well, I didn't describe this part, but Alexia used to be one of my favorites. And it's not that she isn't one of my favorites as of now. It's just something is not clicking with her. Like, girl, you sitting here not doing the right research. Well, you're about to get into the clips because the research that Adriana... Get up off my tongue, Charisse. I told you, leave me alone. Okay. The information that Alexia thought she had to be helping Adriana with telling her, yeah, your man that you're talking to, he's married, is not married. Bitch, you're supposed to read the information correct and read it right if you're going to come with the facts. Girl, come on, Alexia.
Speaking of that I know how you feel about women, I honestly was disappointed on Saturday night on Nicole's engagement party. We had a man in the group that was disrespecting me.
How? I was sitting next to him. I don't think he was a
No, but he
guy.
Was sitting next to him. I heard what
no,
he was
I,
saying.
No,
I think he was very quiet, very polite.
It's called a jackpot.
All right, I propose a toast.
Toast?
Right. Yep, a toast to people minding their bloody business.
He came into the group. He's like, I would show her the paper if she knew how to read.
I can prove it to you.
I can prove it. Sure. Can you read?
Okay, yeah. I know y'all gonna probably eat me up talking about a man don't need to be talking to a woman like that. No, bitch. Let's break it down. You are sitting here on a national television show telling people that I'm a married ass man and I'm a doctor and have a business. I didn't have to sleep with a trade ass man to, you know, have a come up. Okay, so I worked hard for my business and you're not going to be sitting on national television telling people I'm married when I'm not. So, rightfully so, he checked Alexia. It's not about being a man or a woman. It's about, bitch, you got checked because you were wrong. That's just what it is. Now, if the man was giving bitch behavior, I would have gave him the bitch award per usual because that's just what we do here. If you're wrong, you're wrong. But in this instance, yes, he is giving very much creepy, but if I were him, well, I'm gay, but so that's, it don't count, but I don't know. I don't know how straight men operate, but I feel like if anybody were talked about, they would want to, you know, defend themselves. It's just human nature. So what the fuck is Alexia talking about? Anyways, moving on. Roll the clip.
So you heard that comment
because
I actually even looked at you.
Because it was dark.
First of all, you're talking to a woman, so please respect me. Because I'm not disrespecting
look,
you, okay? I wiped this like in my butt. I don't care. I'll
Alexia,
let you
know. I don't care.
Adriana, it wasn't the place, the time, we were at an engagement party.
Why are you so aggressive? He's a doctor, and he felt like his reputation was on the line.
Why does it come out in Miami-Dade public records that he's still married? Here you go. Well, it says that you're married.
Oh, you didn't know me.
Yeah, of course. You know, it says it here. He's married. The guy's married.
And the fact that I had been spreading rumors that he was a married man.
But
and
you
all
did.
That.
You did.
Same situation that I had, like, with Adriana, with the divorce papers, yet I looked it up on MiamiDade.gov. So if
yeah,
you
maybe
keep
there's
on,
like a lag or maybe there's like an explanation or right. something that like can make it.
Right. I already got the explanation. I already saw what we didn't do. Okay. We didn't go all the way to the bottom. The guy is divorced.
You should apologize for this slander.
Me apologize? I put forward. You're crazy.
Apologize.
Never. It's never going to happen. It's never slander. Slander.
It may not be slander, slander, but you out of order. Order, bitch. Lady. Miss Alexia, here we go. Excuse my mouth, Lord. Okay, so you know my heart, yeah. Alexia, you are really trying it because you really do owe this poor man an apology. While you are not, again, slandering him necessarily, you are running around telling people he's a married man. And, I mean, you wouldn't like to be accused of sleeping with a married man, so why are you going around telling people such, especially when it's not true, especially when your dumbass didn't read properly? I mean, come on. Anyways, we move on. The girls get up from the dinner table and they turn up on each other upon the living room. And I guess they're asking the lawyer, you know, some questions. And I know Dr. Nicole wanted to be a smart ass and ask about slander, you know, regarding or defamation of character regarding Larsa talking about her Nani hooking up with doctors in the hospital when she's a married woman. So the girls got turned up upon each other, as I just said. Get into the clips. Oh, wait, before we get back into it, mind you, the girls are here, like, you know, to rally around Lisa and help get advice to help Lisa's situation due to her sour ass, clenchy ass, cheating ass, rotten ass man. So, yeah, we need to get back on the focus with that and less upon Nicole's nanny.
I want to ask a question about defamation of character.
Ask your husband. Listen, ask your husband about defamation of character.
You were,
time,
it doesn't matter.
I don't
You're
want
wasting
to.
It.
I don't want
okay.
to.
Wait.
She's paying for his time. And that's a dumbass question.
Okay, hold on. OLG crew, don't jump upon me. But Marisol, you need to sit your old ass down because all you do is just drink and be confused. You don't know what the fuck is going on. Let me tell it to you like this. I don't give a fuck what this bitch paid for. You invited everybody here to ask this man questions, so I'm gonna ask what the fuck I wanna ask while I'm here because you invited me here. Did you not? So Marisol, sit your old ass down. Alexia, sit your dumb ass down. I'm gonna ask what I wanna ask. And yes, Nicole pulled out her credit card because she said she is that bitch and you're not about to tell her what she can't ask when she can pay for it and buy all you bitches up in here. How about that? Yes, am I starting to stand, Dr. Nicole? I think the fuck so. Get back into these clips.
I'm sorry, sir, how much money do you charge an hour?
Well, no, we're not doing
I play the fan.
Oh, yeah, $500, $700 an hour. I'm not going to waste it with this stupidity.
Michael, you know what? I'm sorry. Nicole, stop.
Sit down.
Oh, my God. Are you?
I'm sorry.
No.
Yes, Nicole, you better work. You got these bitches shaking in this bitch, okay? I know some of you girls are going to be talking about she gave very much tacky down, pulling out her credit card and throwing it on that man's lap. No, bitch. She said there's no limit on this motherfucker as she pulls it. Oh, excuse my mouth, but oh well. She pulls the goddamn black card out of her Birkin and throws it upon the man and says, you know what? Money ain't a thing up in here, and I can buy everybody's life up in here. Good night. Okay, purr. Work, Nicole. You are winning today.
These friendships are so established, like the OG friendships, like 20 years, 15 years, 12 years. And here we are, like, having known the girls for, like, 2 years, trying to come in and infiltrate and find our place. And it's hard, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to find our footing in the group. But I think we do a much better job, obviously, this season in developing the friendships and the dynamics. And people are much more comfortable, which means that we speak our minds more freely, for better or for worse.
You didn't go to law school, so stop talking.
I'll level with residents.
No, whatever. Whatever, Nicole.
Okay, whatever,
Oh,
Nicole.
My God.
God, should I bring out a little violin and play it for you?
It's her playing in Larsa's face. Larsa don't know what to say because Nicole is really bringing the heat for these girls. This is really crazy because when I tell you I really was not here for Nicole, or I know you're going to jump on me, I'm not here for Gertie and her lopsided ass wigs, but that doesn't take away from her business. Yes, she is a great businesswoman. I love to see her events. I rather see her on a event planning show. I don't want her on Miami Housewives. That's not to say she isn't a good fit. It's just, for me, it's not clicking. So get her out of my face. Anyways, Dr. Nicole, you are doing it. You are working these girls out, and I am here for it. Thank you guys for tuning into this motherfucking... There I go again with my sour mouth. Thank you guys for tuning into this recap. I know it was not a Potomac recap, but I appreciate you guys, even if it's two of you who listen to this bitch. And I have a special announcement. If you are a male or female or everything in between in this bitch, we don't give a fuck. If you are looking for love, I am, you know, creating my own content on here, and I want to have my own love dating show on this bitch. Yes, you heard right. Not for me. I will be the host of the... Well, yeah, I need love, but this won't be for me. Okay, I'm gonna be helping somebody, hopefully one of you guys, find love. So if you feel that you have a outgoing personality, and if you are looking for love, please email me. It is KarenHugersWig@gmail.com. In the description, I will have everything you need to contact me below. But if you are interested again in finding love, please contact me. And if you are interested in like filming and stuff like that, this will all be done online, but we'll discuss that if you are chosen. Yes, so like and subscribe. And if you are, again, interested in finding love, please comment below or email me.